So, my darling, what is the story you want me to tell you about?
When did your dad give out to you?
When did my dad give out to me? Yes, it was actually, yeah.
Yes, but what did you do?
Well, my dad didn't usually give out to me, so it was very, very unusual. So, will I tell you about that?
Okay.
Okay, well, one day, I was playing football in the front of the house. We had some lawn in the front of our house when I was a little boy, and it was big enough for people to play football on it. So I think I was playing football. I don't know who I was playing with. I might have been playing with...
I can play by myself.
Oh, right. Well, I don't think I was playing by myself. I might have been playing with Willis Walsh, or I might have been playing with Pinch Lynch or Johnny Caffrey or somebody, but I don't remember who I was playing with. But we had two small trees in the garden, and that was the goal. And the idea was you try and kick the ball through the goal, and one person would be the goalie and the other person would have the ball. And the person in the goals would throw the ball out to the other person, who would then try and shoot it and get a goal. So we were playing this, and it was in the afternoon, I remember, because my dad used to go for a sleep every afternoon. He always had what he called a siesta. Do you know what a siesta is?
Yes, but did your dad not allow you play football?
No, my dad did allow me play football, yeah? We were allowed to play football on the lawn. I mean, we weren't allowed to walk in the flower beds, because there were flower beds, but we were allowed to play football. So, but anyway, one day, my dad got up after his siesta, and this was probably about 3:45 in the afternoon, because he usually went to bed for about an hour and a half after his lunch. And then he would get up, get dressed, and he'd drive the car into town, and he'd go back to work in the bookshop. Because you know he used to own a bookshop?
Yeah.
Yep. So that was what he did every single day, really, except one day he used to go play golf. So,
you used to be his caddy.
Well, I used to be his caddy, but not usually in the week. I used to be his caddy on the weekend. I'd be his caddy, like, on Sunday. But he also played golf on Thursday. Every Thursday afternoon, he would play golf. But this must have been Wednesday, I think. Must have been Wednesday. And we were playing football, and we were playing in the front, and he came out of the front door of the house and he got into his car. And
did you break a window?
I didn't break a window, no. We didn't hit the ball and hit the car. You mean hit the car and smash into his window?
Yeah.
No. But what actually happened was that he had to drive the car. First of all, he had to drive it a bit backwards. Then he had to turn it around. And then he had to drive it down. We had a little, what we called a driveway in the front of the house. Not a very long one, but you had to drive a little bit before you got to the front gate of the house. But our house had a big gate, like a big metal gate. You see those gates there?
Yeah.
Much, much bigger than those. And you couldn't drive the car through the gates. You had to open the gates. So the gates had to be opened. So every time he drove the car out of the house, he would get out of his car and open the gates, and because he kept the gates shut all the time.
Why?
I don't know, actually. Why were the gates kept shut all the time? Probably so that we wouldn't run out onto the street and
or if a robber came. When they were out, just for a little stroll, like a nighttime stroll, but they didn't lock the door.
That could be it. The other thing is we had a dog. I forgot. We had Rebel. Remember I've told you about Rebel before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had Rebel.
Yes, but you also told me that once you had a cat.
We did. We had a cat, and the cat's name was Smokey, and we had a lizard. But that's a different story. Yeah? But we also had chickens, and we had a hedgehog. So it was like a lot of animals in our house. So, but anyway, the gate, my father drove the car down the driveway, And he stopped, and I was kicking football. And then he went on, and I kept on kicking football. And I then just went into the house. And just when I went into the house, and just when I was walking down the, just in the house a little bit, the front door of the house opened, and my father came in, and he was cross.
Why?
Oh, he was so, so cross. I had never seen him so cross before in his life.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. He said, "Why didn't you open the gate?" And I was shocked. I was a bit surprised. My father didn't get angry. And what happened was that he thought that I had heard him calling me over and asking me to open the gate. And he thought I had ignored him. Deliberately. Now, actually, I never heard him at all. You know, I mustn't have had good hearing even in those days. But I didn't hear him, and I had no idea that he wanted me to open the gate for him. So I just carried on, and I didn't pay any attention. I thought he would just open the gate himself. I didn't think anything about it. But I went into the house, and my father came after me, and he was so cross. It was a bit like his face was all red, and he was full of energy. And he really, really was so cross, I was scared. And I got very upset. And I ran upstairs. And I hid in my bedroom. I was so cross. No, I was so upset. And that was the only time my dad ever got angry with me. And actually, later on, when I stopped crying, I came downstairs and or somebody came upstairs. Maybe my mum came upstairs or somebody said, "Come on downstairs. It's all right," but I was so upset. It was really hard. And I went into the room where he was sitting down. And I said, "Daddy, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you calling me. I didn't know you wanted me to open the gate." And he was very good. He gave me a big hug. And that was the only time that my dad was ever cross with me, as far as I know. What do you think? Weird?
Yeah, because my mom's always cross with you.
Oh, look, people are always cross with me. I'm one of these people who people get cross with, aren't I? Are you ever cross with me?
No.
Ah, go on.
Well, I am.
Come on, tell me, when was the last time you were cross with me?
Before singing.
Today?
Yeah.
Just before singing?
Yeah.
Why were you cross with me?
Because I didn't want to go to singing. It's horrible.
And you were cross with me because I made you go singing? Well, see, people are always being cross with me. Anyway, that's the story. Hey, want to say goodbye?
Bye.